We're talking with Daryl Sims. It's 10:38 Central Time right now. He's on the line from Houston, Texas tonight. He's the alien hunter, been a UFO investigator for at least three decades. Right, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
I got an email here. It doesn't say who it's from. All they say here is they want to know if you are accepted and do you accept organizations like MUFON. I guess they want to know if...
Well, first of all, I'm an independent, and the reason I've done that is because, and I mean this in the kindest and best way, because I have many, in fact, most of my friends in the UFO community are MUFON members, and I'm speaking for MUFON in four meetings in June in all over Southern California. I love MUFON, and I love the MUFON people. I have absolutely no qualms with them. There have some really very fine investigators. John Schuessler is the commander-in-chief, so to speak, of MUFON right now, and I know him personally, and he is a brilliant man and probably one of the fairest people I've ever met. I'm also consulting MUFON on some cases currently, and I can't let that out right now, but to say the very least, I'm very proud of MUFON, and I hope that they are of me.
Well, yeah, well, even when you went out to do those implants and got Roger Lear involved back there in 95, when Walt Andrews, when he involved somehow?
Well, that was an interesting story in itself. Walt called me one day on the phone, I was told to call him, and he said, well, I'm going to have you and Roger come up and do a presentation for us on implants. And I said, okay. He said, but I'm not going to let you speak. And I said, I don't understand. And he says, well, you're too controversial. And I said, wait a minute. I said, first of all, I want to know why, because I'd like to answer your concerns. And number two, it's rather curious to me how the one who was the founder of that particular phenomena in 1960 is not allowed to speak at your meeting. I don't understand this. And he said, well, you're too controversial. And I said, what specifically? And he said, well, you said that the aliens are not, they're stupid. And I said, no, sir, I never said anything like that. I said, you know, the best way to find out information is to ask the one who you think made the statement.
Oh, I mean, wait a minute. Why is he worried about whether the aliens are stupid or not?
My response to him was that these little characters are like a 286 computer with legs, and if you put anything in there bigger than what they are, mentally they mess up. They can't even get your clothes on right. I said they're so dumb they can't even get your clothes on right. And I said, Bud Hopkins referenced me at the next conference. And he says, he did? And I said, well, I don't understand that. I said, if Bud says it, it's the law. And if I said it for 30 years, it must be controversial. I said, I'm really not understanding where you're coming from, Mr. Anders. And anyway, we went through that. And so I didn't speak at the conference. But
did you go?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I have people fly me all over the world. I mean, let's go back from Oslo, Norway, Istanbul, Turkey. Chile was my last presentation, and I don't have to pay to fly to a conference. I mean, I have that pretty well nailed down worldwide.
Now, speaking of conferences, before we go any further, as you know, we have listeners around the world and every place on the internet. What have you got scheduled coming up here anytime soon? I know you're going to be in Southern California in June.
Yes, sir. In June, we have MUFON LA, MUFON Ventura. MUFON Orange County is, we think that they're fixing to come on here pretty quick. That's going to be the fourth one. And then MUFON San Diego. So those will be four that I'll do there, but I'll also do some NLP training, some hypnotherapy training, also some investigator training on how to determine whether people are lying or telling the truth, how to determine, how to figure out if they in fact are in memory or if it's recall. In other words, just because you have somebody hypnotizes you and pulls up something doesn't mean that's necessarily memory, and how to determine whether it is or not. Then I'll also be doing some workshops for abductees and workshops for therapists. So it'll be a full 20 days that I'm out there. We'll really be tearing it up pretty good and having a lot of fun. And most of this is for MUFON organizations. They're, like I said, most of my friends are all MUFON people.
I'm talking with Daryl Sims, and let's go into the websites here, Daryl. We have links to them, of course, on our webpage at jerrypippin.com. But let's go ahead and get those addresses again for people, because, you know, this is the best way for them to get a hold of you, right?
Yes, sir. The best way for them to get a hold of me is to simply go to our, if you're an abductee or contactee or feel like you've had experiences or something along that line that was anomalous, what you might want to do is just type in alienhunter.org. And you can look over the site that's primarily designed for people of our ilk, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then go down to the bottom and click on Alien Hunter, and that'll give you my email address automatically. Or if you're more scientifically minded and want to think of things in a different realm, more of a medical point of view, you can go to my other site, which is called firstevidence.org. This one has more of a scientific medical viewpoint. And the sites are under construction, and we recently lost our webmaster, so we're looking for another one. There's a wonderful volunteer out there that wants to learn some things that other folks simply don't know. This is the time to give me an email.
Well, good. Maybe you'll get a volunteer here off of our show.
Well, Jerry, all of our work is philanthropic. We don't charge anything for anything we do for abductees. All our work is all the surgeries we've done. We've paid for out of our own pocket, or have our doctors have volunteered. The hotels these people stay in, the airline flights and everything, I pay for personally. So this is not a money-making deal. The only thing we have for sale at all are 5 videos that are available, and that's all. And those are all professionally done. But that's it. Everything is philanthropic. And
you mentioned firstevidence.org. Isn't that going to be the name of your book?
Well, my book is changed now since we have this individual looking at us from a movie point of view. I've decided to go ahead with the name of my second book and go ahead and open the second book up first, which is called Alien Hunter, and based on the hopefully what the movie will be.
Well, good. We wish you a lot of luck on that. We still have a few minutes here, about 5 or 6, 7 more minutes with you, and we're going to get you back fairly often. When I told you that last week, I never dreamed it'd be that much, but we got a lot of people wanted you back.
Well, there are a lot of wonderful people out there that have had experiences, and there's nothing wrong with these people. They've seen something, heard something, or felt something that other people didn't feel, know, or see. That doesn't make them crazy. It just means they had an experience you didn't, or somebody else didn't have. That's all.
All right. I'm going to ask you, is there any way the intelligence community, I mean, is there any way these things can be black projects, or are you pretty certain it's aliens themselves?
Well, I'm convinced that it's both. In fact, I have a whole presentation. For those of you that have interest, you have a UFO group out there, you need a presenter, I have a whole presentation just on the government involvement and the alien agenda. My presentation I made in Slovakia, of all places, twice. I spoke to the former intelligence people there, the first American in ex-CIA to actually speak to these people, and they were all exposing what they knew about their intelligence communities and their countries, and from these former Russian satellites. And I keynoted the event, and I said, "How long do I have?" And they said, "How long do you want to speak?" And I said, "How long do I have?" And they said, "How long do you want to speak?" So I spoke for 4 hours. They were, I hope, my impression was that they were pretty much riveted to the chairs, because the amazing thing were the Russians that were sitting there, Russian scientists verifying everything I said. They already knew what I was telling. That was what was beautiful about it. They had already proven this stuff themselves. So I think the intelligence community they've got their hand in this too. And I'll give the thumbnail and the whole overall picture of this. For the most part, there's a group, a rogue element inside the National Security Agency that's in charge of this sort of thing. Everybody in the CIA and everywhere else does not know about aliens and all of this sort of thing. If you ask them that, they'll think you're nuts, and they'll really mean it, because they don't know what you're talking about. But there are groups that do know this, and they know infinitely more than most of the UFO community. The unfortunate thing, in times past, the UFO communities have been infiltrated by the intelligence community. This is a known fact in times past. It's easily provable, and they admitted it. The fact is that the intelligence community is absolutely, in my opinion, afraid. And when I say the intelligence, I mean not the whole community. I mean the ones that do know, that are witting And those of you who are in the intelligence community, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who are witting to this know exactly that you cannot control the alien presence. You never will. You never have been able to. And you can deny that all you want to. But the fact is, they're still out there and still doing what they want, and you can't stop them. The closest thing you've ever done to that is to develop a DSP satellite system of 18 satellites, 23,300 miles up, the ones that are very famous for the in the movie Enemy of the State.
Sure.
That system uses three different eyes to see with: infrared, ultraviolet, and the visible light spectrum. And these same, as one friend of mine who helped design some of this stuff, said it's a $125 million UFO detector. And that's exactly what it is, because it can see UFOs when they wink out and they're like invisible. They're often still there, and they can see them in the infrared or ultraviolet range.
So you're saying that these UFO reports that we do every week about, you know, just normal citizens, and it's pretty common that they're there, and all of a sudden, bang, they're like gone into warp speed or something, disappeared. You say they're cloaking themselves or something.
That is the report to me from the DSP satellite specialist.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he told me, he says, I want to ask you a question. Where did you ever get the idea to start looking on abductees with infrared, ultraviolet? And he said, I know you do visible inspections on these people. How did you do that? And I said, it seemed the correct way to me. He said, well, that's brilliant. He said, because that's the same thing we have been using on our $125 million UFO detector up there.
So you're saying you didn't pick that up in the intelligence community? Or
not at all.
It just came to you?
Not at all. It's just
a deduction you decided to try.
There's a lot of things I've done like that that'll show up in my book. But my book, I hope, will be a handbook for people to literally go out and do all this stuff by themselves. They won't need me or anybody.
Is it dangerous? I know you're after these guys. Are they? Could they possibly be after you if you show up someplace where they are?
Well, that's the hope. This one lady who gave me the name Alien Hunter, which I later trademarked and everything, she looked at me for a long time, and she's a contactee, by the way. I mean, pretty much likes these guys and so on. And my response to her, she says, my gosh, she said, you're really hunting them. And I said, young lady, I said, I hunt them that hunted me and hunted my son and are probably going to hunt your children. And I said, if it's okay with you to ignore it and act like it didn't happen or hope that it won't happen again, that's fine. That's your mentality, and I have no problem with that. I said, I'm the type of person, when something happens to me, I will find out, and I will know, and I will, and to be kind to everybody here, I will use cautious optimism in finding this out. But you make no mistake about it. As I told Bob Bigelow, the billionaire in
Las Vegas,
I told him, he says, well, what will all this tell you whenever we get this stuff studied for you and when we pay for all this? And they did, and they were very generous in doing so. I said, that won't tell me, it won't prove to me aliens exist. He said, why not? I said, because it was standing next to my bed when I was 4 years old. I don't need any proof that they exist. I said, what it will tell me is when I get the isotopic ratios or the materials analysis off of these objects, I said, then I will know where they've been mining, and therefore where they have been or where they're currently still at. I said, I hunt aliens, sir, and I really don't care what anybody thinks about that. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you don't like it. I hunt them that hunted me. I said, now the prey has simply become the predator.
Okay, are you closer?
More than you can imagine.
Well, I'm not going to pressure you yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have any success, you of all people will have to be one of the first people to know. I really enjoy your program.
I hope I can hold you to that.
I hope that you do.
Yeah. Okay, now, let's run over your websites again so people can get a hold of you.
That's www.alienhunter.org or www.firstevidence.org. Either one will take you to the other. And please email me. I answer all my email. Look over our videos. They're wonderful.
Yeah, you got some videos that people need to see.
They're on the site.
And they can order them, and they're reasonably priced, and I understand they're phenomenal.
They are for fact.
And, folks, if you didn't get any of that, just go to jerrypippin.com, go over there to program schedule and the UFO files, either one, and we got a link to Daryl, and it'll stay up there under a previous guest. And Daryl Sims, we're going to have you back pretty soon.
Anytime you want me, sir.
I don't know about next week, but soon.
Anytime you're ready.
Anything that breaks, don't hesitate.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.